Shri Ramad in Nido Vnauskusim Yurudeya, Khoftamasi Topshim Membej, July 11, 1982, on Sunday continued.
So this is the first Zirana, that our Gemore, so is not, does not accord with the Maskon of Gemore Dafidal, because our Gemore, and our Gemore, Rav Pope assume that the Kodit Rabbi Yechanidish is the Baz in Mezeh, is a Gemigoso, even if it's a case of minor Suach, like the Hava Minor Gemore Dafidal. So it is That Rabbi Yehuda applies his alem of Yishikavas versus Yehuda to the case of the Mayan Sosa, but not to the case of the Mayan Pesuach. And here, Rabbi Pope visualized Rabbi Yehuda's deen in connection with the case where she was a Mayan Pesuach. The answer is no. It depends, because there are two pshats in Rashi that you doubt. What is Mayan Pesuach? So one pshat in Rashi is Mayan Pesuach. If a woman had the Riyas Dam on the first of Nisan and the fifth of Nisan, a Riyas Dam on the first of the year and the fifth of Nisan, and the Riyas Dam on the first of Sin and the fifth of Sin, and in the intervening age, she had no flow of Dam. So that's also called Minus. But then there's another question of Rashi, no. If a woman had a Riyas Dam on the first of the month, and then, if there was one day on which she was devoid of dam, let's say, even if she had a riyas dam on the first of Nisan, the second of Nisan, the third of Nisan, the fourth of Nisan was devoid of dam, and the fifth of Nisan, she had dam. And then again, Nia, she had a flow of dam on the first of Nia, the second of Nia, the third of Nia. The fourth of the year was devoid of dam, and on the fifth of the year again dam. And then, in Sivan, on the first of Sivan, second of Sivan, third of Sivan, she had the dam, she was devoid of dam. The fourth of Sivan, she was devoid of dam, she was just devoid of dam. And then on the fifth of Sivan again, as long as there was a pause one day, and which was free. And so that means, so then it's already called minus of some melee, we can explain that, and it still is in accordance. So when does the Torah say that Rechem is made in Yishe, is not Kibasi, that's in the Sirachim in Yidah, so that is, if a woman had a Riyaz Dam, first of Nisan, second of Nisan, the third of Nisan, fourth of Nisan, and on the fifth of Nisan, of Nisan. And then the Nia also says, on the first of the year, the second of the year, the third of the year, the fourth of the year, and on the fifth of the year. And then, in Sivan, every day, from the first to the fifth, she had the years down, without one day of pause. That's what's called Mindful Surah. But if a woman had on 3 months in succession, years down on the first and the fifth, and the second and the third and the fourth, that intervened, so what the void of down, then it's called Mayan Sosa. So according to the second version of Rashi, so our Gemara of Rav Pope does not can accord with the Maskone of Gemara Lafila. In Ame, Ho Choshe Mayan Sosa, Mayan Pesua, before she was just Rashi, was in Shem, in the Tame, she was also, how are they in Zim of Dalet? And the first, the second, the third, and the fourth of this, the Nia, and see, Uba Ocha Ayo Rasmisi, Uba Ocha Ayo Rasmisi, Uba Ocha Now, in this machlekes between Rav Pope and between a Makoke and Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shua, whether we are meaning in a row or not meaning in a row, or not meaning in a row. So we definitely pass more than passing like Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda, not like Makoke, that we are not meaning in a row. But about the other Shaila, whether an Isha who was Kibasi Veset, the Mezi Vosa, whether so she is not Kibasi Veset Kibua, according to Shmuel. So whether she has to be Cheshes, like a woman who has a Veset Chenikabua, so there is a Machlokes between her Pope and Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shua, and at that point there is a Machlokes Hashem, how will it pass? So the Rambam passed things like Rav Kook, that even though an Isha is not Kibas, Iveset, Yisrech, and Yisrech, also, so she's not Kibas, Iveset, that would have the status, or the Iveset of Gua. So that it should require Nishinim, Fion Nishins, in order to revoke it, to wipe it out. Masha'im came, in order to have the status of Iveset, Kedik, of Gua, so that it could be revoked with one mission, so that she is Cheshes. For that she is Cheshes. The Rambam passed it like a Popin. Even though if there is a machleket between a Popin and a Bunda Yeshua, we should pass like a Bunda Yeshua, because in the other view, we pass like a Bunda Yeshua. The answer is, a Bunda Yeshua is only Chilik explicitly on a Popin's meaning of meaning and meaning of all. But, and the meaning that Cheshes, like an Isha who has a Veset in the Ruach, he's not even Chayyim. He just rebuts the Raya. Because the Raya of Rav Kook is based upon the premise that Chayyim that made him in a row. So he says, not Kilkamein Aktei, but Kilkamein Aktei. Once we assume Kilkamein Aktei, there is no Hechach from the Mishneh. There is no Hechach from the Mishneh that Chayyim for Iveset in Yimezile, for Yimezile. But even though there is no Raya from Mishneh, we still can say like that. So that's the Shittas Rambam. That even though it doesn't pass like a Popi in regard to the Deen, to the question of whether it's Meinin or not, whether it's Kidnikoren Akhti or Kamein Akhti, and the pass like Rabbi Yeshua, that Kidnikamein Akhti, but as far as Rav Kook's memory, that Chayshishi, even Iveset, Bimezime, so it's Chayshishi, like Iveset in the Gemua, and she's Asura the Bible, unless there is one omission to Rav Kook has, so on their deen, the Rambam passes like Rav Kook. The Rashba, however, says, since the whole Raya of Rav Kook is based upon the premise that Kidmikoren Aktei, and according to Rabbi Netanyahu, Rabbi Yeshua, we don't say Kidmikoren Aktei, so there is no Raya for Mishneh. If there is no Raya for Mishneh, Meir HaTeise should be saying that Elisha was Kibas Iveset, Biseich Yemizim also, that she should be Chisheshes. So we are not Chisheshes, according to Rabbi. Now the Mishneh, Dr. Swabon now. כל הלושים בחזק הסתר לבריר הבוים מן הדרך משם אוהם בחזק הסתר רשת כל הלושים בחזק הסתר לבריר ודיקה שאולי לזכור דיקה אלו עסוק הביטרס אלו עסוק הביטרס so every woman is בחזק הסתר לבריר without a dick but there is a dick the dick in the Rabbonon there is a loche that every woman, married or not married, has to make a dikeh twice a day, mishachis and barbis. So that only applies to a woman who is a sukkah b'taras. So in order to prevent unnecessary contamination of taras, and there is a loche of mishneres from the inside, so we are not allowed, you know, to be mafsi trumas or kochim. So we may be lechachomim or misakeh, that a nidor that is a sukkah b'taras, so another nidor. Thank you. I mean, a woman who is a sukkah b'taras, so is required to make two tikkus, shachris and arms. In other words, let's say on Sunday morning, let's say she makes a bika, so, and she made it bika, she made it bika, let's say Shabbos before Shkia. So on Sunday morning she again makes a bika if she's a sukkah. Why? Because if she wouldn't make a bika, if she wouldn't make a bika, and suppose at 4 p.m. on Sunday she'll have a meal down. So then, and if she wouldn't make it because, let's say at 7 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, so all the towel she touched, as of 24 hours prior, as of 7 a.m., Shabbos would have to be contaminated. Have to be contaminated. And, but it's very likely that the Riyas Dam took place only at 7 a.m. Sunday morning, so why should so many tires be contaminated unnecessarily? So because of that, the Chachomim won't be sake that every day Shachris and Arabis, so she has to make a bike. So Mele, if she will have the Riyas Dam at 4 p.m., will only be recovered the tires she handled as of 7 p.m. Sunday, but not all the towers she handled within 24 hours prior. So that's the halacha. So this is what the Mishnah says, that this requirement of making two bikkas every day applies only to an issue with a certain towers. But as far as bayis is concerned, so there are no bikkas. So koranoshim b'cheskestaru b'alosh, ha'goyim min ha'derech yishenim lohem b'cheskestaru. So in other words, women today do not have to make ketub dikas every day. And as to whether a woman today has to make a dikas before tashmish, so a woman today, so of course, all the rishonim agree that if the woman has a vessel kavua, then all the rishonim agree that she doesn't have to make any dikas. No dikas whatsoever. Not even before tashmish. Mashiach. The reason machlekes rishayim in regard to a woman who has no vessel kavua. So many rishayim have the shita. Many rishayim have the shita that a woman who has no vessel kavua, is irregular. She doesn't have a definite day when she has a period. Sometimes it might be on the 25th, as of the previous year. Sometimes on the 20th. Sometimes on the 30th. Sometimes on the 35th. A woman who does not have a regular cycle. So, the shita of many rishayim is that before tashmish, she has to make a bika. She's not allowed to be shamish mitosa unless she makes a bika first. However, other rishayim says a shita that she is not, even a woman who does not have a vessel of kavua is mitaras in shamish mitosa without making a bika before the tashmish. Before that. So, and the Mechaber and the Rambam, they pass like the Rambam, the other Rishayim, that a woman has no best to wear is not the best to make a deacon for fashion. Mashaykin, the Shach was Machia da Aloch. Machia da Aloch, the Shach was Machia da Aloch. That even a woman who does not have a best to wear does not have to make. Does not have to make a bike before every tashmish, and on the contrary, the shita of the shach is that it's not even the right thing to make a bike before every tashmish, because if the husband will see every time before tashmish he makes a bike, so it might be eliminated. So because of that, the shach pasuk is contrary to the psak of the mechaber and the rabo. I mean, this is of the few things where the shach is machia and we pass. The whole truth is Israel, like the Shach. Anyway, what there are many of the Shehim and the Pesach of the Mechaber and Ramon is that when we say Kol Anoshim has a starry ballet and she doesn't have to make any bikkur before Tashmish, so that's only a woman who has a vessel kavua. But a woman who has a vessel chayim kavua, so she, of course, she is not required to make two bikkurs every day. That certainly applies only to a woman who is a sukkah b'taras. But before Tashmish, she is mukhiyemes to make it. Kol anoshim b'cheskes tanah b'aleyeh, b'loi b'dike, shol yuzko b'dike la suka b'tares, lo b'lo b'misna b'in aderer. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat? Ha So what difference does it make whether he's born in Adarach, not born in Adarach? In other words, we say that every woman is a Cheskestare. So why is it necessary to spell it out, Habor in Adarach, also, Nishayim Rebbe Cheskestare? Sounds like you might be better. Sounds like I'm having a hand in the Chavim, so you what? You're having a Napshu, but God, אבל היי חזרה סבימותי ורם ינף שלו היא קומש לו. Because one could say that the reason is why, if the husband is in the city, did he go out of town? So the woman is the Cheskestar, he doesn't even have to ask. He doesn't, as long as she doesn't tell him I'm an ego, so he can take it for granted. He can take it for granted that she is not an ego. So that's only to if the husband is in town. So the male, so the woman knows that it's important for her to know whether she had her ears down or she didn't have her ears down. So the male, we assume that she herself makes a ticket so that the husband doesn't even see. And she doesn't even want to see. As a matter of fact, now there is a, the Gemara says that if a woman makes too many bikkes, so she's a chatas. Why? Because then she might inhibit the husband in approaching her, because the husband will see she keeps on making bikkes, so he'll be afraid that there is something wrong with her, that she sees she has it closed down very often. So she's not allowed to make too many bikkes. So she said, she's not allowed to make too many bikkes in such a way that the husband will notice. But if she makes a bikkes in such a way under such circumstances that the husband will not even notice, there is nothing wrong with that. She's a zero. And she's extra, extra careful. So, and she makes bikkes every day, but not in the presence of the husband, that the husband doesn't even notice, so then she's allowed. So the male of the Gemara says like this, sounds like Hamina Hanmi, he said in what? So in other words, so then we say, because we are Marzik, makes the soil in such a state of Kaskaskashas, that we assume that the woman herself will probably take all the precautionary measures to make sure that she didn't have her ears down. And even though she doesn't do it in the presence of the husband, but she does it not in the presence of the husband. So mainly the husband takes notice of the cheskeskashes of the women, and he doesn't even have to ask her any questions. That's question because he can assume that his wife took all the precautionary measures. Mashaiki, the husband happened to go out of town. And then, unexpectedly, she didn't even expect it. So he came back, so then I could argue, no, he's not allowed to cohabit with his wife. Maybe she had the ears down, because, and it's true that the wife didn't tell him, because she didn't anticipate the husband will suddenly come back from his trip. So the male, she didn't make any tickets, so that maybe she should be required to make a ticket before the Tashmish. I could argue that. So that's why the Mishnah tells us, Avarich and the rest of the world will not be an afterloy, Kamashna. In other words, we are making a chazoke. We are making a chazoke that she didn't see any now. Now, how is it that we are making a chazoke after all? I mean, let's say, so certainly, so Bishmael, according to the Mishnah, you say that an Mishnah who does not have the message of Gua, so in a Haname, she's a soul of Bible, unless before Tashmish, immediately before Tashmish makes it bigger. So then we can understand this, why she doesn't have to be Cheshish. Because if she doesn't have the message of Gua, say in a Haname, she's a soul. So she's not the Cheshishah. She has to make it bigger before Tashmish. And if she has a message of Gua, so then she doesn't have to be Cheshish, because it's an aberration For a woman who has a Beset Kavua to sit down only on the 25th day, to have her ears down before the 25th day. But how about the Rishayim? Who say, I mean, Rishayim, the Shah passes like that, we pass like that. That even a woman who is not regular, who does not have a Beset Kavua. So, even such a woman is the Chesed Ta'ala Bible. And the Baal doesn't even have desk oppressions. How can we assume, how can we take it for granted that she didn't see him down? After all, she does sit down, she's not regular herself. So why shouldn't she make it again? Maybe there was a discharge of down in the Bisachit, she's not covered. The answer is, because neither I say, even if a woman has a discharge of down, but if the discharge of dam was not coupled with agoshe, in other words, what kind of agoshe? In other words, if agoshe of his dazzling for health, in other words, so then she is not a soul of the Bible, in other words. Ksomin, what's ksomin? Ksomin is only, she's only a soul of the Bible with the Rabbanon. Why? But if she has kesed, even if you know that the kesed came from the inside. So then she's not a soul of Bible. She's not a soul of Bible. Even if we know that it came from inside, it didn't come from the outside. So she's still not a soul of the Bible. Why? Because even if she did have a discharge of the Sakhitsen, but since it wasn't coupled with Agoshe, it wasn't coupled with the Agoshe, so the male is not a soul. So that's why we say, Kol Agoshe b'chasas ta'ar v'aleyem, and according to Mena Bishemi, even a woman doesn't have a Veset Kavua. So it doesn't have to be Chishoshes, it doesn't have to make it Kikim before Tashim. Why not? But maybe she did. The answer is, there is no Chishoshes v'aleyem, because even if she had a Mishra, a discharge in the Bisachitzin, but as long as she didn't have a Agoshe, she didn't feel it. So the Meir, she did not become a Sur Midrash. So that's why the Chachomim didn't ask her to buy her, even without making the deal. Alright. Omar Ishmokis Mishum Rabbi, we see it. Vihu Shebo Umotzo Biseich Yemei Nosso. Now let's see the Rashi. This Rashi is a very important Rashi. There is a Rambam and there is a Rashbo on this Rashi. Biseich Yemei Nosso Lamed Yei Niriya Aval Acha Lamed Bayer Biki Hoyu Stam Noshi Chazion Nisoy Oino Hoyu Stam Noshi Chazion Nisoy Oino. Now, the Aloha is regarding a woman who has a Beset Kavua. So then the Aloha is that she has to be separated from the husband on the day of the Beset. If her cycle is on the 25th, so then she has to be separated on the 25th. If her cycle is on the 23rd, she has to be separated from her husband on the 23rd. That's a woman who has a Beset Kavua. Suppose the woman has no Beset Kavua, she's irregular, sometimes it's on this day, sometimes it's on that day. So then she's only a soul of Bible on the inner beings. What does inner beings mean? Inner beings means, actually, there is a machlokes. What in Beinis means, whether in Beinis means the 30th or the 31st, but according to most Poskim, in Beinis means the 30th day. And from the Shemim, it's also much more that way. I mean, so, Lamgei, Liri, from this Rashi, it's also much more. It's not the 31st, but it's the 30th. So, the 30th, that's called the in Beinis. And in Beinis. Now, if you were to translate, Be'in Abinus, into English, you probably would translate it the average angel. And the average angel. But I suppose that if an average would be taken of the days of the period that women had, so the 30th day would probably be the average. But I don't think that the Halacha declares the 30th day as an in Abinus on the basis of the fact that that constitutes the mathematical average. In other words, I mean, how is an average taken? In other words, You take this number, that number, the other, and you divide them, so you get the average. I don't think that this is the basis of the halacha, that a woman who has a vesa chayim kavua, so she's asur levaya on the 30th day, even though, I'm not sure, but even though, that it might be that the 30th day, so, will constitute the average of the menstrual flow in a woman. But the reason is why the halacha declares that the 30th day is an innovator, because most women, that's how it appears from many possible, most women have a menstrual flow every 30th day. Not because it's the mathematical average, on account of the fact that most women have a menstrual flow on the 30th day, so coincidentally, it turns out to be the mathematical average too. But this is not the essential halachic basis for the Yom Shlishi to be considered in the babies. The reason as to why the halacha declares the Yom Shlishi as the inner baby is because most women have the anal, have the cycle, the flow on the 30th day as of the previous flow. Anyway, so the halacha is that the Yom Shlishi constitutes the anal babies. So, Omar Ishlokish Mishum, the Buddha is here. The who shebo motso b'seich yimei inoso. So Rashi says, b'seich yimei inoso lamed yei miri. Aber acha lamed vayet bikin. Hoi u istam noshi chazo misekin. So you see, Rashi explains, why is the 30th day considered in the babies? Stam noshi. What does stam noshi mean? Means most of them. Most of them is chazon misekin. So, where does the Mishnah say, kol anoshim b'cheskestaro l'balei, haboi t'adarech, mishin lo'e b'cheskestaro, and he doesn't even have to ask questions, did you sit down, did you not sit down, did you make it bikin, did you not make it bikin, she's in there, she doesn't have to make it bikin, only if let's say, he came back from the trip, and it's the 25th day, the 26th day, the 27th day, the 28th day, as of the previous day. So there, she doesn't have to make it bikin. But suppose he came back from the trip on the 35th day, as of the previous year. So in other words, it already passed the day of Enlis, the 30th day, then he certainly has to be change. Because that Moshe is Sidam on the 30th day, so how can he assume the risk? In Enlis HaKores? The human ship, both Moshe and Seichel Moshe. Omar Abune, Loi Shomu, El Sheim Obesa. Also, that's what Abu said originally. When we said that Anoshim Abu Cheskas that is, if she has no Vesek Kuba. But if she has a Vesek Kuba, so also Isham. So, how does it indicate on the surface that Abu is saying that the Mishnah says the Cheskas Taro Yibalien Hakoyim Nadarach Mishim Cheskas Taro Yibuayi has no Vesek Tuba. So then he doesn't have to ask any questions, she doesn't have to make a picture, she's with that. He takes it for granted that she's nothing. But if she has a Vesek Tuba, and let's say the Vesek Tuba is, let's say, on the 28th day, and now is the 26th day, then she's a sort. That doesn't make sense. Plateau, I mean the logic is the other way. Plateau, other than you can start. Any more vessel, so there you could say, in the Hazoy, Yeshua vessel, clear up. In other words, if she's any more vessel, so she has no regular day, so it can be any day. Any day. So then, there is more reason to be changed. Maybe she didn't sit down. She didn't sit down. But if she has a vessel, and let's say the message is the 28th day, and now is the 26th day as of the preceding year. So what kind of a shoshit could that be? So the logic is not a direction. In other words, that when we say, now, here that took shot in the beginning. First, Rish Lakish in the name of the Buddha Messiah said, Vihu Shebo Motza Visechi Meinosa. And what does Visechi Meinosa mean? Lamed Yei. Lamed Yei. Now, we know that Lamed Yei has significance regarding a woman who has no Pesach Torah. But does Lamed Yei have significance regarding a woman who has a Pesach Torah also? Maybe over there it's discovered that if a woman is irregular, she doesn't have a definite day, and she has the flow, so then we say, well, she does sit down sometimes, so stop notion, sit down on the door. So that's the end of it. But if a woman has an established lesson of sitting down on the 25th, why should she be separated from the husband on the 30th? She has a cycle on the 25th. If a woman has a definite cycle on the 30th, why should she be separated from the husband on the 30th? And many of the shaman, most of the shaman, have the chief, that the whole significance and the requirement of being separated from the husband on the inner ladies on the 30th day applies only to a woman who has no Pesach Torah. Since she has no Pesach Torah, so then the 30th day for such a woman is like heroin, because Tamar, she had the flow on that day. Have the flow on that day. Whether you explain it on the basis because most Noshi had it, or because that's the average, and then in other words, then for me, that the average has a lot of significance, don't make any difference. Regarding a woman who has a Veset, so who does not have a Veset Kabua, so the Yom Shleishi, that's the day when we are Heshit. But a woman who has a Veset Kabua, it's not a very day. So then the 30th, that will judge me. So, I mean, that is the sharp in the world, according to many issues. However, let's see what Rashi says. Elo yitnahochi, Omar Abune, lo yishonu, elo shonu yiki ashasvesto. Avu yiki ashasvesto asu, kosoma besit beraisi. So in other words, we could say that Rabbuna's memory doesn't modify Rish Lakish's memory. It's two separate memories. However, from Rashi's Rosh, it's mashmash. And the Rabbah points it out, the Rashi points it out, the Rifo points it out. The Rashi says here, Lo Yishon, who says Lo Yishon? Rabbuna. So, Lo Yishon, the Chimotso Seichi Meinoso Levayotik. So that means that Rabbuna's memory modifies Rish Lakish's memory. You see, we have two memories. One memory is by Rish Lakish to shame the Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael, that's a grandson of Rabbi Akosta. So that's one memory. The second memory is by Rabbuna. So without Rashi's pshat, and that's probably the pshat by most Rishonim, that Rabbuna's memory is an independent memory. It doesn't modify Rish Lakish's memory. It's an independent memory. So, two Rish Lakish discusses Yilamet. But Rabbuna doesn't discuss Yilamet. Rabbuna discusses something else. Rabbuna discusses a woman who has a Veset Kavua. Vis-a-vis a woman who has a Veset Kavua, there is no Yim Shleishi. Yim Shleishi has no significance. But he says, in respect to a woman who has a Veset Kavua, so, because when the Mishnah says, Kol HaNoshim Lechatz Kastaru Baleen, the Mishnah has reference to all women. A woman who has a Veset Kavua is Lechatz Kastaru. A woman who is not the Chet, who has no vessel kavua. So according to all these Rishonim is saying that Hebrew woman who has a vessel sheini kavua, so she's the tenor of the Bible, she doesn't have to make a pikim before Tashmish. So the male of the Mishnah certainly has reference to all women. So Rishlokish discuss a woman who has a vessel sheini kavua. Rabune discusses a woman who has a vessel kavua. Now the Mishnah says in respect to both categories of women that the Chesed star. So the Shloki, so Rabune's memory is an independent memory. It doesn't relate to the Shlokish's memory. And he says, this is the Mishnah that is true of a woman who has a vessel sheini kavua. And it's also true of a woman who has a vessel kavua. So these are the women who has a vessel kavua that the Mishnah says the Cheskas Tar Baleihen. So it's only Shaloi Diashaskas. In other words, if the vessel of the woman is the 29th to see that the vessel kavua 29th, and the husband came back from the trip on the 27th, since it's prior to the Yuma Vese, so we should be telling somebody, doesn't have to make a ticket, doesn't have to ask any questions. But suppose the Beset is the 27th. Now the husband comes back from the trip on the 29th. He's not allowed to have it with her. He has to make sure that she didn't tell any ears down, that she made a ticket on the 27th, because Kosovar was still the rights. So the Mandoma who says Beset is the rights, he holds Eirach where is a Chazoket. Eirach is money. So if a woman has a definite site every 27th day to have a menstrual flow, so Mele, she is Mechuyeves. She is Mechuyeves on the 27th to put in a piece of cloth to detect whether she is discharged or down. And if she doesn't, let's suppose her vessel for who has any 27th day, 27 days, she didn't take anything, she didn't put in inside a piece of cloth. Now it's already the 28th day. She's a civil buyer. And she cannot even say, all right, I'm looking at it now. And she made it on the 28th day. Her vessel is on the 27th. She didn't make anything on the 27th. On the 28th day, after the 27th passed by, and she not being cognizant of any discharge of down, so she makes a dikke and she finds the piece of cloth free. So the halacha is she's a solid buyer. Why God? She made a dikke and she doesn't find any down? The answer is, it's possible that she had a discharge of down because down to Harbu or in the rest of Harbu. And the flow subsided, there's a possibility. So maybe she has sold the Bible, so what does she have to do? She has to count 7 days. According to Mandoma, Vesel is the Raisa. So a woman is required to make a dike on the day of the Vesel. And if she didn't, even if she makes a dike on the next day, and she finds it clean, she still has sold the Bible. But what does she have to do? She has to count 7 days as of the 27th day, and then she can go through and reverse the Bible. So this is what he says. Elit Mahochit, Mahom Rabbi Marul Shono Rishli Yidya Shazves. Avon Yidya Shazves to Asuro Kosov Avestes de Rai Yisri. Now let's see the Rashi. Lo Yishono Lechimo Tzot Yichilu Yinos Lulbayu Dike Elo Shono Yidya Yisri Sto Vizir Yisriyom Yishono Yidya Ki Yisho Yishlo Veset ויגיע בשיח ראשון היומי, אבל יגיע ישרס, וכדי בי עושים לדרך אסורו, דירה בזמן לגבורו, דירה יצא הלוך למשים סיני, ומחזיקים לו לא בתומס, סופי. Now, so there is a remarkable view to the Rashi. Rashi, if you, without Rashi, we would say that Rabbuna's memory is an independent memory. It doesn't modify the Shlokish's memory. So, but Rashi says that it modifies the Shlokish's memory. It's not an independent and it says, Lo yishon lechamotzo teichi reinoso. Who mentions teichi reinoso? Who mentions the chamotzo teichi reinoso? Lo yibayu tikeh. The Shlokish in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nissiyeh mentions it. And he, Rashi mentions it in connection with Chabura's Membre. So we see from Rashi that Chabura's Membre modifies Rish Lakish's Membre. Now, Rish Lakish meant the soul. So that means Chabura certainly has reference to a woman who has a Kavua. Because Rashi says so, and he says, a woman who has no rest of Kavua, so it's not shayach to say Shasvesto. Shasvesto is shayach only with a woman who has a rest of Kavua. So Rabune certainly refers to a woman who has a rest of Kavua. And still, Rabune's memre modifies Rishmokish's memre. And Rishmokish makes a distinction between Lamed Yeh, the 30th, not the 30th day. So that means that according to Rashi, so we see a very big chumrah according to Rashi. According to Rashi, we see a very big chumrah. I mean, women today are not machmir for Rashi Shiva. Because according to Rashi, it means that even a woman wears a vessel kavua, so not only is she supposed to be separated from the husband on the day of the vessel, let's say her vessel is on the 25th day, but she has to be separated on the 25th day, and she has to be separated on the 30th day. Because it follows from Rashi's job. Because Rashi says, Lo Yishon, Yichimotza Teichi Meinosa. Who mentions Teichi Meinosa? The distinction between Teichi Meinosa and Nazi Teichi Meinosa. Who mentions it? And Lachi Meinosa. Rish Lakish. In the name of the Rabbi Nisir. And what does he mean also mean? The 30th. But Rabbi certainly has reference to a woman who has a Vesek Kavua. Still he says, Lo Yishon Uel Shaloi Yashas Vesek. In other words, when does Rish Lakish say, in respect to the Din of the Mishnah, that if the husband comes from the trip prior to the 30th, and he comes back from the trip. Biseichirinos. And a woman who has a Vesek Kavua. Avune certainly has reference to a woman who has a Vesek Kavua. Now, what is her Vesek Kavua? A Vesek Kavua could be the 35th day. It could be the 35th day. So let's say. So, according to the Kambans, Pshat Rashi, so, Rashi is saying a very big chum. And Rabbuni is saying like this. Lo Yishonu, when do we say that when does Rish Lakish in the name of Rabbi Yisir say that Vihu Shepotso Umotso Vesechim Minos, that the Mishnah says, Arei Beches Chestaro, if the husband found her prior to the 30th day. So then she's the Chesestar. If it is also when the Yashas Vesel, in other words, her Vesel is on the 35th day. There are some women who have their cycle every 35th day. So if the woman has a Vesel Kavua of seeing down every 35th day, and then he came from a trip. He came from the trip on the 29th day. So, it's Visechim Eilos. It's prior to the 30th. And it's also prior to the Imavesus. He doesn't have to ask any questions, he's with us. He doesn't have to make any questions. Avo, he diashas nesto. But suppose it's already after the 35th day. Oh! Another case. Suppose her Vesek is on the 25th. This is how the Ramban explains that. Suppose her Vesek Kavua is on the 25th. So then Rabbi says, Lo Yishonu, what the Shlaki says, we should not even see it. Vihu Shebo, what's up, Yiseich Yimei Minos? Yiseich Yimei Minos? In other words, so this is Minos, that she is Mutares, if it's prior to the 30th day. And in addition, it's Lohim Giyashas Vesta. And it's prior to the 25th day. So then, she's the Chesestar. Avu Giyashas Vesta. But suppose her Vesek is on the 25th day, and the husband came on the 27th day, even though it's Teich Yimei Nosa. but it's like an investor. So then she is not a chesestam. Anyway, so according to Ramban's Pshat and Rashi, Rashi Shita is that the requirement of the inner beings, that the woman is a soul buyer and the inner beings of the 30th day applies to all women, not only women who have no Beset Kavua, but even women who have a Beset Kavua. So over and above, the game of Beset, she's a soul buyer with the inner beings of the 30th day. That's what the Ramban says is Rashi. Then the Ramban is Chirik. Ramban and how do you know? So then the Ramban is Chirik. Is Chirik and Rashi Shite. And Rashi Shite, he says, So the Rabban is Chirik and Rashi in respect to a woman whose Beset Kavua is beyond the 30th. Let's say the Beset Kavua is on the 35th, on the 33rd, 32nd, after the 30th. So in respect to such a woman whose Beset Kavua is on the 35th day, and 35th day, so according to Rashi, on the 30th day she was sold by her. So I'm trying to say, why should she be a soul buyer? I mean, after all, the only reason is why Yen Shoishi is a soul buyer. The third lesson of the previous year. She sees some strange in regard and Rashi in regard to a woman whose Beset Kavua is a day later than the third. Mashiachim, in regard to a woman whose Beset Kavua is a day prior to the 30th, let's say her Beset Kavua is on the 27th. On the 27th. And then the husband, let's say, and she did not see him down on the 27th, she missed it. But then the husband came back from the trip on the 30th. So then the Ramban is leaving the Rashi, that she's a soul on the 30th. Because here, if her Beset is beyond the 30th, if her Beset is beyond the 30th, and the husband comes back, he's on the 35th, and the husband comes back from out of town on the 38th, so the Ramban, so according to Rashi, she's a soul. So the Ramban is Chirik and Rashi, he says, why should she be a soul? Why should she be Chirik? Lest she'll sit down, lest she sit down or she'll sit down. He knows that she doesn't sit down prior to the 30th. But if her Beset is on the 25th, the 27th, and the husband came back on the 30th or on the 31st, so then the Ramban is made it to Rashi, that even though she has a Beset Kavua 30th, because here we cannot say, since she has a Beset Kavua, so we are sure that she is not going to have it on the inner beings. Because we know in this particular case, she She listed them on the regular day. So, since she listed, maybe she'll see it in accordance with the derech of stumbling. If it wasn't determined that she listed, so why should it be chayshish that she will not see it in accordance with her pattern? But if her beset is on the 27th, and now is the 30th, she's a soul of Bible, because we cannot say she is definitely not going to see it on the 30th. Why? Because she sees on the 27th. But this time she missed on the 27th. Since she missed on the 27th, so it's very likely that she will see it like any woman who does not do the recipe. That's the Ramash. Now, the Rashbo, the Chiddush HaRashbo now, he mentions what Ramban Shite, he mentions in Rashi. He says that when Rashi says that Loishon, the Chivotza Sinachim in Yosef, the Bayi Vichy, that the member of Avinu magnifies the member of the Shvokis, Rashi has reference to a woman who has a Beset Kavua, but where the Beset Kavua is prior to the third day. In other words, the Beset Kavua is at the 27th. And so, Loishon, that she's the Cheskestare, if the woman has a Beset Kavua on the 27th day, and the husband comes from the trip on the 26th day, on the 26th day, so the Seyach may know so. And it's also Shaloiki Yashas Vesel. Shaloiki Yashas Vesel. Her Beset Kavua is on the 27th day, and the husband came back from the trip on the 25th day. So it's both Teyach may know so, it's prior to the 30th day, and it's prior to the Yom HaBeset, because it's only the 25th day. Still 2 days to the Mabeset. So she would tell her she doesn't have to make it bigger, nothing. Mashu'im kei, avrigiya shasmesko. Avrigiya shasmesko. So, but suppose it's vigiya shasmesko, so then, because she's 27 days, she's asura. She's asura, even though it's before the 30th day. And this is what Rabbeinu says. And Rishloki says, "V'hu shebo motza b'seich yimei nosa." But suppose if her beset is on the 27th day and he comes on the 30th day, then she asura then. That's what Rashi says, according to Rashi's pshat. In other words, according to Rashi's pshat, Rashi is saying what Ramban says if you die ten. You see, but Ramban assumed that according to Rashi, so a woman who has a beset kavua. Even if the Beset Kavua is beyond the 30th day, is on the 35th day. So on the 30th day, she has Asura Bayro. So the Ramban is Chayrik on Rashi in regard to that woman. But he agrees with Rashi in regard to a woman whose Beset Kavua is prior to the 30th day. Is prior to the 30th day. But she missed it on the Ayyuma Beset. So then on the 30th day, the Ramban is meaning that she is asura d'vayro, that she says about, because in view of the fact that she missed the period on her day, on her regular day, so in any way we have to treat her like a woman who does not have a regular beset, because this particular month she missed it on the regular day. But the Rashbo did not assume that Rashi is such a machia to require a woman who has a Beset Kavua on the day after the 30th day to be separated from the husband on the 30th day. But the Rashbo assumed that according to Rashi, so a woman who has a Beset Kavua, whose day is prior to the 30th, that if she missed it on the regular day, so on the 30th she has to be separated from the husband. The Rashbo assumed that that's Rashi she did. And the Rashbo is chilukim on that. And most Rishonim agree with Rashbosh. So that's why Roshim are not machia today. Because according to the Ramban, every woman, even if she has a Beset Kavua, regardless where her Beset Kavua is on the day prior to the 30th, let's say the 37th, or subsequent to the 30th, let's say on the 35th, so on the 30th she has all about it. On the 30th she has all about it. Excuse me. And then the Ramban Shita, that's the Ramban's version Rashi. Then the Ramban's own Shita is that Ramban's own Shita is if the Meskavua is an idea subsequent to the 30th, so on the 30th, she's not a soul because there are no churches. But if the Yom Kavua, the Yom HaMeset is prior to the 30th, and she missed it on the Yom Kavua, let's say it's on the 27th, and she missed on the 27th, so then on the 30th, she is a soul of Bible. On the 30th, she is a soul of Bible. That's the Shite of the Ramban, and it's also the Shite Rashi according to the Rashi. But Rashi is here. And in other words, and we pass, most possibly, agree with the Rashboshi that the whole requirement of inobedience applies only to a woman who has no Vesta Kavua. But a woman who has a Vesta Kavua, even in the month where she missed the period, so still she has no requirements on the inobedience woman. Yes, what?
George, you should have mentioned if the 29th came and she was not bodekless, then the 30th she's usher because
what
it could have.
Because
yes. No, and even know. If she could have had hardless, so she's usher even the 30th. But what if the 29th came and she was bodekless, and then the 30th her husband returns home? Now he knows it was Shas Higia, Shas Vesta Higia.
According to Mandoma Vesta Verheise, because we pass through like the Mandoma Vesta Verabono. So you are asking with so far we didn't go over the Gemara Vesta Verabono. You are asking according to Mandoma who says Vesta Verheise. So if she did not make it BK out of
no, she made the BK out of it.
Let me finish.
All right.
According to Mandoma Vesta Verheise. So if the Gemma Vesta is the 29th day, and she did not make it BK, she's a sore. She's a sore to the husband. Even she makes 1,000 tickets after the 29th day. And she has to count 7 days as of the 29th day. Because they have the money. But we pass by Mandoma.
My question is if she was bodekless on that day.
And what?
And then the next day her husband returns, is he required to ask her, were you bodekless today? I mean, is there any question?
Of course, he has to ask her.
Yeah.
He has to ask her. But if she was bodekless, and the BK consisted of a Meir Dochot staying inside the woman the whole 29th day, then it's invalid that there was no real doubt. But suppose she has a Veset on the 29th day, but not a definite hour when she has a Veset. Sometimes she can have it, let's say at 6 o'clock in the morning on the 29th day, sometimes at 7, sometimes at 8, and sometimes at 9, and sometimes at 10 and 11. So in other words, so in such a case, the Meir Dochot has to stay inside within the whole range, possible range, where a Riyah could have taken place. If, let's say, she has a definite cycle to see it, let's say, always between 9 and 9:30 on the 29th day. So then the Meir Dochot has to be inside between 9 and 9:30. But if the Veset consists of having a Riyah, let's say, on every 29th day between 9 and 2 p.m., so then the Meir Dochot has to be between 9 and 2 p.m. And suppose she put in a piece of cloth and took it out immediately, so that's not invalid. According to Mandoma, the rest is the rice. And that's the way we pass. Like the Ramoma, that rest is the Ramoma. Now let's see the Rashi. Now again, Loi Shon Chimotzi, the Rosom Bayer, he chose to be his rest of. He said, Chimson, Yom, he chose to be there. Can you choose the rest of the idea? He said, Chimson, Yom, I will be his rest of the rest of the day. Has to be there with money for. The Rashi of the Rashi is here, and he was going to be my son. Best of the Rabon, it's a Rahon, and he became best of. Shemo Tire, and you are here, you have to be here. You have to be what for Loi. You are what for Loi Baski. Kino lo pitum. Rabba shemas noch. Oma rabune. Lo yishonu elo shemo. Vesku yom. A elo shemo. Vesku yom. Elo yishno vesku yom. Kitzis. Now, there is two kinds of Esther. There are all kinds of Esther. There is a Vesed Hayom. What's a Vesed Hayom? Vesed Hayom itself can be of certain kind. There is a Vesed Achilish. Vesed Hayom is a Vesed Achilish. In other words, if the flow takes place on a certain day in the month, let's say the 5th of the month, or the 10th of the month, or Vesed Achlod, in other words, the 25th is of the previous week. That's a Vesed Hayom. And then there is a Vesed Achilish. Vesed Achilish. Vesed Achilish means there is a Vesed Achilish by itself, and then there is a Vesed Hayom by itself, and then there is a Vesed Achilish by itself, and then there is a Vesed combination of Yomim and Achilish. In other words, suppose a woman sees down, has a menstrual flow every 23 days. That's a Vesed Hayom, Rechut. Suppose a woman sees down every time she jumps 10 times, so she sees down. That's a Vesed Achilish. Right, so? So in other words, if a woman jumped, let's say 10 times, she has to be she has to shut it down, because she is accustomed. 3 times. After jumping 10 times, she has a menstrual flow. She has that kind of weakness. So that's Vesed Achilish, by the Chut. Then there is such a thing as a combination of Vesed Hayom and Achilish. In other words, the woman will not sit down on any day other than the 29th day. But if on the 29th day she won't sit down if she'll jump 10 times. So in other words, on the 28th day she can jump 1,000 times. She'll not have a menstrual flow. On the 29th day she'll jump 10 times. On the 29th day, then she'll sit down. So that's the halacha. If a woman, let's say, it's already the 29th day as of the previous menstrual flow. But she didn't jump. She's relaxing. So she's the first of it. But the moment she makes her exercises that usually are conducive on the 29th day to her menstrual flow, she's already a soul of it, even though she made a big case, she didn't see anybody. But she has to be the 29th day, and she already made that kind of exercise. You know, the 10 times jumping, so maybe she'll be paid a sneeze in the midst of the dash. So it says, Lori Shomu Ela Shemu Ela Vesipu Yomu Ela Lishu Ela Vesipu Yomu Ela Kriz. So then, now even though the woman has a Vesipu Yomu Ela sitting down every 29th day, but it's contingent upon a certain exercise, jumping. So she did not jump. So then when the husband came back from the trip, and he knows it's the 29th day, but she didn't jump. So she could tell us that. Because we didn't have to make a ticket. Kim the Maisikari would say. Because it's not contingent upon the expiration of a certain number of days. It's contingent upon the expiration of a certain number of days, plus fixes. Even when coming to the chazoy, are the ritual of Vesed Yomi. But suppose she has a Vesed Tavua that is very just a Yomi, not a combination of Yomi and fixes, Yomi and a certain exercise, but just Yomi, Asura Lishamish, and not only Asura Lishamish without fixes. If he came on that availer, because of what availer is the bikkur, maybe before the bikkur she had a mild discharge, and it subsided. Sometimes there is a very minute flow, and it doesn't continue. So as soon as it means that she has to start counting 7 days, then she'll be done. Kosova, Vestes, Rabbi Barachone, Omar, after Yeshua Veset, we know him with us. Kosova, Vestes, Rabbi. Now the Rashi. Lori Shon, Holy Tanakh, Sister, and Mashma, Pinti, and Vesto, and what they were Veset, we know him. Yehudaye, who are Kvitzel, and Kvitzel, we know him. Now let's see what Rashi says here again. Rashi says, now we pass like the Mandoma, the first of all, all the Rishi pass like the Mandoma. According to the Mandoma, best is the Raisa. So if a woman did not make it with you, we have a and if the piece of cloth did not stay inside within the whole range of the possible vessel, so then, even if she looked at it afterwards, let's say her lima vessel is at 20 kg. So if she has a vessel on the 25th day, but on the 25th day it's irregular, it can be any day, any hour. So then, she's mechuyeves to have a piece of cloth over 24 hours. If the range of doubt is 24 hours, so then, according to Mandoma, the vest is derisive. So she's mechuyeves to have the piece of cloth inside over 24 hours. If the range of doubt is 10 hours, so she's mechuyeves and lima vesek to have the mere dochuk inside 10 hours. If the range of doubt is 1 hour, she has to have, in other words, if she always sits down on the 25th day between 7 in the morning and 8 in the morning, so then before 7, and the, before it's 7 a.m., on the 29th day she has to put in the adobe, and to keep it until after 8 a.m. If she does that, and then she takes it out and she doesn't see anything, so then she's the best. She does. But suppose she did not put in any of the hook on the 25th day, but then on the 26th day she makes 1 ticket, makes 100 tickets. She still has all the life. Because she has to differentiate. Maybe she had a fish out of the heart, and she didn't perceive the abortion. She didn't perceive the abortion. Because sometimes the abortion, I mean, how can she be a little bit raiser without Agoshe, but sometimes the Agoshe gets lost in another Agoshe. Sometimes, you know, she might have had each shouted down while she was passing water. So because of that, since she didn't attribute it, she didn't realize that she had each shouted down, because that Agoshe she herself attributed to the Agoshe of passing water. So really there is a possibility that a woman has a discharge of dam coupled with agoshe, but somehow the agoshe is lost. Because it is lost in the agoshe of something else. So maybe the woman didn't realize that agoshe was due to a discharge of dam. She attributed it to something else. When in fact, objectively, that agoshe was due, I mean, let's say it might have been Miss Dazzle Borel in a minute way, but she was doing something else, so she attributed it to that experience rather than to the discharge of that. So that's according to Mandoma, the Vestige Rabbon. But we pass through like Mandoma Vestige Rabbon. According to Mandoma Vestige Rabbon, so to the Chatkhila, if a woman has a vessel for what? She has to put in a piece of cloth. But suppose she didn't. All she has to do after the Lima Vesel is to make it bigger, and she finds a clue, so she knows about it. But according to Mandoma, that Vesel is the Raisel, if she didn't make a big Lima Vesel, and she didn't keep it inside within the whole range of doubt of the Vesel, no big afterwards is affected. And in order to interest the Bible, she has to count 7 minutes. But, so Rashi says, Asura Deira Bismanu, the Arise, Halacha Mishni Sinai, Imarzikino Lobby to myself. So, according to Rashi, if the Mandoma who says, Best is the Arise, if she didn't make it picky and the Ima Vesel, she's only Asura the Bible and the Sophi, not the Bible. Let's see what Asia says. Now, if you hear as man best stop, Mutaris. Hilchu Teres. Rabbi Bachon says, Vestu Drabon. Achimikiyash as Vesto, Namu Teres. Teime. Hilchu Teres, so I'm not mischievous to the brains, we can't play the nature. Azor, we will destroy the Chilikus, we will sit in soil the best of. We zarten is made in soil. So the more learns out. Mischievous. We can't. Azor, we see soil. She needs to solve this one. So you can tell him, has invested on the 25th day as of the previous year, so she does all the Bible on the 25th day. If she is accustomed to sit down on the night of the 25th day, she does all the Bible on the night of the 25th day. If she's accustomed to sit down in the daylight part of the 25th day, so she does all the Bible in the daylight part of the 25th day. But it's a mitzvah. There's a lot of shaking, whether it's a mitzvah of or shemure, or mirasmach, or mitzvah. Many of the shaking say that it's a reizik, or shemure, or metam, and many other shaking. The thesis in Yuvot says it's a rasmach, so it's a smach, so it's a sandrabon. Here, how can Abu Bachon say, Akimu, Yashas Christo, Nabu Tereshami? So that means that if the husband comes back from the trip on the 25th day, and the 25th day gets the Lima Vessel, he doesn't have to ask his wife any questions. He's Mutalobia well. How is he Mutalobia well? But it's almost the best, so it's a Misagombo. Whether it's an answer, it's a Ramon. So how can Rabbi say, Namu Mutaret? That's the discussion. You say, Kisheshua Aslach Avesto. Shivayom, she heroic, they were either. We saw it here and we saw it for us. Can you have a day coming somewhere? And from our district, I say, she asked if she was not here, I saw the bad I was a Hashinola. The fact, we should be done with is Namu. So he doesn't mean that he is Mutalobiola without asking her questions and even if she is asleep, so she couldn't be invited because there is a price. The price says, that it weighs on the dollar. Ton Rabono, that it weighs on the dollar. The women find from the end of the woman, from the Rabbon, Chamorim Uriyahu, Vakoyim, Vizorim, Vizamishte, Mishayim, Lehem, Cheskastar, Ubo, Mishayim, Limoim, Vizayim, Vim Eres. So even if she's asleep, of course, I mean, Zosar, Vizar, Adam, so, I mean, from Boa, Mishte, when she's asleep. But here, the Gemara is not discussing these Isurim, the Gemara is here discussing Isurim on the basis of the Insanido, that the Gemara is not discussing other Isurim. So as far as the Insanido is concerned, so even if she is asleep, if she is coming out there, he is Mutter Lobby Alert. He is Mutter Lobby Alert. So this is Kash. So that means that when Rabbi Bachon says, after we hear Shas Veston Am Mutteres, in other words, even if she is not in a position to be violent for him, let's say he comes from the trip and she is asleep and he's bored. So, why rested the Abron? So, how can we say rested the Abron is Mutalobi Alel? He should be Chenchich, maybe she needs to be done. But after all, Sobukhle Vesto is Osea. So, even though she tells, she's up, and she tells him she didn't have any real time. So, he's also Lobi Alel. Less in the midst of the Tashmish, she'll be rested. Allah has come with the Hamo if he comes back from the trip. And she is a shame, and she is not in a position to be invalid for it. But her day is the 25th, and he comes home from the trip on the 28th, and she is a shame. So Rabbi Bachon says, Mutteres Lobi Alel. It's a subject, it's a chorus. How is it Mutter Lobi Alel? Maybe she did sit down. The Horaye, he it's also Lobi Alel, even though she tells him, she didn't see him down because of the possibility, maybe less she'll see down in the midst of the Tashmish. Allah has come to the Chamo that if it's beyond the day when she expected to see, so maybe she did see. Why doesn't she tell him she's asleep? So she can tell it. So how is Buddha Lobby allowed? That's the discussion. Nishlima, Kishisho Aswaha Vesto, Shiyon, Shiyahiro Mizuraya, Bisho, if you are in Tiyam, Bisho, in class, or Kiyadrabin, Bisho, no, in other words, who have a Bachon says that you be a Shasham with that. And even if she's in Shayna, where she cannot be revived. So it is Buddha Lobby allowed, Missan, Missanide. So here's reference to the case where let's say her day, the Imam Beset is the 25th. Now he came back from overseas, he came back on the 33rd. He came back on the 33rd. So then, since he holds Vestas Rabbon, so later we say, Sophic Fuel, Zion, Sophic Class. Because it's Sophic according to Bagai, because since, even if she did sit down, so no probability she already went through it. After all, she's Mechieres. The moment she counts, she counts 7 days, so she Mechieres goes through it. So Mechieres, and it's Sophic according to Bagai. So Sophic according to Bagai is made to be Sophic. That's all that you record in Mandoma who says, Vesti Rabon. Hashem to the Mandoma who says, Vesti Raise. So then we consider it as Vadai Rosso. Since it's considered Vadai Rosso, so even though he came back from the trip on the 33rd day as of the previous year, and her day was the 25th. So, in all probability, even if she did have a menstrual flow on the 25th, so she already went through it. And we all consider it from the point of view of the Reichsherr. Of course, today, I mean, she has to count by the king. So, but let's say before the Takone of Rebbe, and before the Takone of Tatsir, so a Nidor did not have to count by the king, only to count 7 days. So maybe if we say, Vestas is the Rabbono. Vestas is the Rabbono. So maybe it's good of all the because it's a Sophic according to Badai, is made to be Sophic. So he says, Umandoma Vesel the Raise, so then, after the Shoah, so the Shios Mantile, Kaso, the Badai was Kaso. So, many of the Achrim point out that there is a Machlekes between Rashi and Tetzis. Because Tetzis says that according to Mandoma Vesel the Raise, so then it's Badai was Kaso. Rashi says, Halochel, the Raise, Halochel Mushi Sinai, the Marzikino of the Tuna Sophic. So Rashi says, the Pina called Mandoma, the Tveske, the Raise, so we don't consider her as Badai Vaso. But the Sophic Vaso, whereas Tinsa says that we consider her as Badai Vaso. Now the Chazmish in Yerdeh, Simon Pei, so he says, because there are many kashas and against Jesus to say Vada Oras. Why should we say Vada Oras? Why it's in us? Vada Oras. We see, I mean, it sounds very strange to say a Kol Mandoma, the first is the right say the Vada Oras. A Kol Mandoma best is the Rabono. So that means we do not consider it as Vada Oras. So Kol Mandoma, best is the right say consider it as it's Vada Oraso. Why should you consider it as Vada Oraso? All right, so you could say, I mean, that's this shita, that's the machlekes between Mandoma, best of the Haise or best of the Rabbon. Because he says, the thing Tetzis says, that according to Mandoma, Vada Oraso, according to Mandoma, best of the Haise, so it's Vada Oraso, so it only means that Midranse is his own. So maybe since Midraise it's his offering, so Midrabono it's considered by Vada Oraso. But only Midrabono it's considered by Vada Oraso. Not Midraise. Midraise is not considered as Vada Oraso. Midraise is not considered as Vada Oraso. So, in other words, because if we are going to say that it's Vada Oraso, Midraise, so then there will be a sure emanating from that. According to Mandela Vesta Midraise. Suppose Yahya Mabesel is on the 25th day. On the 25th day. And then, but she is not aware of any real time. So she makes a PK after the 25th day. She makes a PK after the 25th day. Let's say she makes a PK on the 27th day, and she finds a queen. So then, according to my Dhamma, best of the highest, she has to follow by her. She has to count 7 days as all the 25th day. But suppose she didn't make a PK on the 25th day, and the husband came back from his trip on the 27th day, and she made a PK. And she found it unclean. She found the cloth daily unclean. So now, if we say that according to cases, it's Vaday Roasam the Raise, according to Mandona, this is the Raise, because here is Mandibor, so it's Vaday Roasam. So there, there will be a good result. Because then it will be, let's say, now it's the 27th, and she finds the ailing uncle. So if we say that, like Rashi, that it's only suffering, maybe she will lay it down, so she will not be able. So she will not be able to go with fear. Now I'm discussing it from the point of view of the Raise, not the Raise today. Today, so every woman is considered as a day. But I mean prior to the Takon Israel and Takon Israel. So if according to Rashi, that it's suffering, so she will be able to go with Tefillah, so she will not be able to go with Tefillah on the night of the 33rd day. Her day is the 25th. The 25th. Now, so the 25th. So she will not be able to go with Tefillah on the night of the 32nd. If her Eino is on the 25th day. So, and what? She made a Bikkur on the 27th day, and she found the town. But on the 25th, she didn't make a Bikkur. So then according to Rashi, when will she be able to go through it? On the night of the 34th day, 7 days after the 27th. Not 7 days after the 25th. Mashenki according to this is if we assume that according to Tinsmith, the Mandona who says rest is the Raise. So Vaday Roasam the Raise. So she didn't make it in the Kamen 25, she didn't make it in the Kamen 26, she made it in the Kamen 27. But Vaday Roasam the 25th. So then she was able to go through it on the night of the 32nd day, that's already after 7 days, as of the 25th. But the 5th, 26th, 27th, 38th, 39th, 31, so the night of the 32nd is already after 7 days, after having counted 7 days, she will be telling us the Bible. So in other words, Teisa Shite is not just a Chumre, Teisa Shite involved in the Kula too. And why should we say Bader Oaso? Why should we say Bader Oaso? All right, so we could say that's Teisa Shite. Because he says that Teisa says Bader Oaso means with the Rabbonim she's concerned about. But the Raise says she's only considered so. Now, this means that according to the Mandona, we pass like that, the festus the Rabbana, if a woman, so of course Teisa says that she is not allowed to bore her, the husband is not allowed to cohabit with his wife, if she is a shaker, and she cannot verify. But suppose she's a Yerob, and she says to him, let's say, her Beset is on the 25th day, and he comes back from the trip on the 28th day, and she is awake, and he asks her, did you have the ears down? Did you have the menstrual flow on your day, on the 25th? And she says, no, she did not have. Then, of course, the Ugly should be here. According to Mandona, Beset is the Rabbanon. So she's Mutaristic. She's Mutaristic. But why should, according to Mandoma, this is the Raise, she's a sorting. Why is she a sorting? But she says she didn't have any flow because we are Hitchish. Since Erev is Manibor. Erev is Manibor, so the Hitchish, or you assume according to Tinsmith, that she had the flow. She had the flow. So the question, why? Because Erev is Manibor. So the question is, so how can the other man, which has my Yadam, essence the Rabbanon? So even though she didn't make it wicked on the 25th day, she makes it wicked only now on the 27th day. She's because of the Bible, why she becomes the Bible? Maybe she had a very minute flow, and that may not even rise it. The reason is because Damke Chava, she wouldn't have to have a very substantial flow. Because Damke Chava, or even less than Chava, so she becomes a new rising. Why she becomes a Bible? Why she becomes a Bible? So, everybody raises that question. So in Yehuda, in Tshuva, in Dalet, in Hei, Matur Kama, in Yehudea, so he discusses that and he says that the reason as to why we do not say Erach Bizman El Bo, because she has a Cheskas Vekel. After all, a woman, until she gets a menstrual flow, so she has a Cheskas Eilim. So we rely on Chazoka. But according to Mandoma Vestis, the Raisi, according to Mandoma Vestis, the Raisi, so the Chazoka of Erach Bizman El Bo prevails over the Chazoka of Mikore, of Cheskas Vekel. According to Mandoma, Vestis, the Rabbonos are the counter. The Chazoke in the Kore of Cheskas in the Teo prevails over the Chazoke of Erech Bizman. So in other words, so that's how the Yehuda explains. You see, because everybody raises the question. On one hand, we say that's the Rabbah. So we say that even though the woman had a vessel on the 27th, on the 25th day, and the husband came back from the trip on the 27th, and on the 25th day she did not make a ticket, so she can make a ticket on the 27th, and she is with Teres the bike, and she is with Teres the bike, and the fact that she has to make a ticket is only Rabbanon, because with the answer she doesn't even have to make a ticket on the 27th day. She just did that. Why? Because Vestes Rabbah. Vestes Rabbah. On the other hand, we say that the Zadur is doing soil, the Kamazor is doing soil, she in the soil she will pierce in some of the Vestes. So the question is Monash. If we say Vestes Rabbah and we rely on the Cheskas in the Teor, because the Cheskas in the Teo is stronger than the Chazok in the Kore of Cheskas in the Teo, is stronger than the Chazok in the Fear of Bizman El Bo. So maybe, why is Yosef Ovi Olo Somo Vesto? Some of the Shem say it's only Yosef Drama. But some machines say that the Tam says also the Raisi. And he meets the Rabbonon. But in Rabbonon, we don't rely on the Cheskas Tav, Cheskas in the Nido, of Chazok in the Kore, of Cheskas in the Nido. So, just as we don't rely on the Cheskas in the Nido, some of the Vesto, why do we rely after the Vesto? So the Yehuda says like this. The Gemara says, Shevo Mes Roi Hashim. Shema Yomu is Hashim. So when can we rely on Hadokim and Kore if it is after the fact? But if it is before the fact, then we cannot rely on Hadokim and Kore. In other words, if the question is, let's say, the Gemara says that, let's say, if the husband simply gets to his wife, and the Shliach stayed on the way and the road, let's say, a few years, then he reached his destination and he delivers the get to the Isha. He delivers the get to the Isha. So then she is allowed to get married. So she is allowed to get married. How do we know why is she allowed to get married? Maybe the husband died while the Shliach was detained on the road, you know, for a few years. Maybe he died. The answer is, when he left the husband, so he was living. So he had the Cheskas Chayim. So he relied that he still lives now too. He still lives now. That's one issue. Then, there's another halacha that says that if he gives a get to his wife, and he says, that, let's say, Shoahas, that Harim is eating, Shoahas can be sustained. So then, if the wife is in one place, and the husband is in another place, so the husband, the wife is not allowed to eat too much. Why? Why? Because he divorced her. The divorce, in fact, the husband gave the get to his wife, so he said she should be divorced 1 hour before his death. So how can she eat more? She eats for an hour. Maybe the husband will die 20 minutes later. So that means that at the time she ate the tumor, she was already divorced. So she's not allowed to eat tumor. So the kashin is not in the kashin. The spirit between two halachas on one hand, hashriya get in Dina Sayyam, in Dina Sayyam, in Ishtar Ashriya Biderech. So Nisim in Cheska Shulchai, while the lion has okay, and then if somebody says, I was eating, Shoahas killed his sister with the husband in the kitchen, and she is in another city, she's not allowed to eat tumor. Why? She has to be afraid. She has to be afraid. Maybe her husband will die half an hour later. But why should she be chishishishishishish? Maybe the husband will die half an hour later. But no, Cheska's chayim, you have to assume that he will not die. So the more it is a parallel. Shemomeis loy chashim. Shemoyomus chashimah. Over there, the shayim is when he gives her a get. Is the husband alive? So the get is a get. Maybe the husband is already dead. So the get is no get. So then she requires chritze from the brother of the husband. So there, the shayim is shemomeis loy chashimah. Because the lion has his chayim. Mashayim king over there. When she has to eat tumor, only she can only eat tumor until 1 hour prior to the death of her. So even if the husband is still alive at the time she's tumor, but if he's going to die 50 minutes later, so then it will be retroactively determined that the time of the tumor she's already not his wife. So here we cannot apply chazon because she'll be such. So this is what we really say. The reason is why the Rambam says yes to the Rambam. So, in the case where the Lima Besik are the 25th, and the husband came back from the trip on the 27th, he asks her whether she had a raised arm, she says no. So, he's with the longer life. With the longer life. Why? Because we rely, so we need to say this, because we rely on Cheskas and Yidah. When he left her, she was an Yidah, she was a Deo. The question is whether the status of the leader changed as a result of the leader or not. So we're like Hadoke, we go for Hadoke. So then he asks, so why does the Torah say that some of the Vestor is not allowed to be allowed? In other words, if she expects in the course of the day to have a menstrual flow, so the whole day he's not allowed to be with her, maybe in the midst of the Kashmir she will be finished leader. Because here we cannot rely on Hazaki. Here it's a question. Shemo meis loy hashima. Sami shemo roasom yido, shemo pirzom yido, or shemo yifris yido hashima. That's how the Yehudi explains. But the Oroch HaShulchan explains it in a much better way. I mean, the way the Oroch HaShulchan explains that difficulty, I mean, because that bothers everybody. I mean, on one hand, we say Vestit Rabbon will rely on the Hazokin Mikore. So, why is he also Rabbi Yolel, son of a Vesto? It should be Kalahemia. If he's Muta Rabbi Yolel, Lachalim Amesim. And we've done at Cheshish. Maybe she had to be shut down. So, Allah has come over Hamo. He should be allowed to be born, son of a Vesto.